Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Shavuos daf Mem Ches. Begin Tos the Master begins the words, which actually this belongs in the Mishnah daf Mem Hey. Nishba Balabais. Okay, so the Balabais has to swear. Says Tos his him. It's a wonder because the Shavuos has is Leis in the Sakna. There was no Shavuos has yet in the times of the Mishnah, which this halacha is from. Ela b'meir Rav Nachman. Some days Rav Nachman k'muchle elik is obviously in the Gemara daf Mem Vamer Alv. Tos the Masel Drabanan, etc. Question from my Nishba. Why is the Balabais even swearing? He's Kaifar Kol. The Shabbat says we can say is the Meir with Tumah Kekanshalai, nothing like Atta Klom. He's not giving him anything right now. But I mean, it says, Kavar Nesat Ablach. I really gave it to you. Kaidim Shnesat Lepayers, Mekaidim, before you gave me the pears. So, therefore, that's something that, since not giving it to him right now, it does give us this questionable status. And therefore, he's saying yes to swear. But Oid Mephash Ben Tam. This Ben Tam explains the Meir Bereisha. We're talking about Shemodad Hachembeni Peres Lekelev Shabalabais. Tumah, where the storekeeper measured the produce of into the vessels of the Balabais. But it's still in the possession of the Chembeni. So therefore, it is still... So though, yes, we believe the Balabais, because it's in his Kalim, but he's lost this work, it's still in the possession of the Chembeni. Ubesevenos and Balabais dinner, Bechanus, and in the case of the Sefer, Balabais gave the dinner in the store, but the storekeeper didn't take it yet. So it's like the same middle state. Vavachidush, Shanait L'meshvua. And that's a novelty that at least he could take it with an oath. But kol masnin ari, and the truth is because the whole Mishnah told me nishba b'naitland that in case of where you swear and you collect ad until the elin nishban shlebetayin until those who they swear without a claim, which is a different halacha the Mishnah subsequently says. Now, but time and the reason the nishba b'naitland why could you swear and collect? Because it did go out a little bit from the possession of the opposing party. Time and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the reason Rabbi Yehuda the ain't chemeni moided Paris because the storekeeper does not measure Paris. Can keep dinner unless he already accepted the dinner. And therefore, he could take it without an oath. And chemenos le dinner b'sefer. So, in the case of the sefer when he gave the dinner, Rabbi Yehuda says that tzarich lit la Paris. He has to give him the produce. The darker the kach dinner, but limited Paris because the norm is that is for him to take the money and to measure out the Paris. Because the Meir Bechemini is she'imak b'tumah a storekeeper that doesn't usually give credit, and therefore we're presuming that he would not have taken it. In other words, we don't assume that he gave it on credit. Now, Fiza, according to this, Hocha Brisha Bebraisa the Gemara, that you have to explain the Braisa that brought in the Gemara, Amri Yehuda Emesai, when do we say this? What's Emesai? When do we say this? That Nechlukukachachachamalai. Not like the way it would sound like, not the way it's coming out from Rashi. Rather, when do they disagree on me? When it's all laying over there, and he didn't take it yet. Then they say, okay, you have to swear. But when he already has it, you know, in his bag behind his back, likely they agree to me that he could just take it. He doesn't have to swear. They have to bring proof. So it says, because it's difficult because the high emasai, it comes out to this word emasai, the alma. It's not like in general when we say emasai, the mafarish, the tanakama, that's coming to explain the teaching of the tanakama. Bim balachlik, bim balafarish, whether it's coming to disagree, whether it's coming to explain. Because in the way Tais is explaining, it's saying, when do they disagree on me? According to Rashi, it's like just like you always say MSI, which is coming to explain the Shitas Chacham. Now, but like Tikshi, and don't ask, this that says in Gemara Ibn of Peyal from Beis B'chamokim, Shom Rebbe Yehuda Emesai, oh, what it says, Rebbe Yehuda says Emesai, and Elifash Devacham, it's only coming to explain the words of Chama Hachba Lachlik, and he's coming to disagree. So it says, don't ask, because the B'chal Asram Gersin, and Perk Chalayna, but Shom Rebbe Yehuda, the Mishnah, which when he says Emesai in the Mishnah, well, Emesai, the Braisa, have a Shapa Lachlik, could be that he's coming to disagree, which is how Tosha is explaining this Emesai. Next Tais Master begins with the words, also belongs over there in the Mishnah. Yehuda Emesai says, Kol Shapes Biyada Bechulu. Now, it's interesting, the two different cases, we have two different wordings. So Tais says, Hotlai kam Rabbi Yehuda hacha, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say over here, in der chembeni losen peris hachitel dinner, that it's not the norm for a storekeeper to give the produce until he takes the money, like he says by the seifa, or the case of the money changer. From the der chembeni lakav, because it's not true, because the norm is for a storekeeper to give credit. Al tahacha, I read them, but it's just as we explained in the previous Tais, we're talking about a case where he doesn't give credit, but you can't say that that's not the derech. And also, in the next case, you can't say kol she isa b'yadai, that whoever has the money in his hand, yadal yayna, that he has the upper hand, like we said in the Reisha, because at times, the Balabais knows an iser b'prutas, he gives the iser for prutas, like he's exchanging for copper coins. So, because it depends what he's exchanging for. So, therefore, the Tana said a wording, that you can't make an error. But yeah, we could have said the same wording, it's just not, it would depend on the case.